assuming we have that choice, we should be working at all levels, because certainly you cannot ignore mainstream media, because that is where a large degree of opinion making takes place. Therefore, that has to be dealt with. But I think where we can be most effective, I suppose, is in debunking a lot of the myths that are produced by the propaganda machinery. And there, I think we can use this technology as a means of research, as a means of collecting data, as a means of reinforcing ourselves. And then we've got to find those gaps. We've got to really look for those cracks within the system where you need to create a foothold, need to make a statement, and basically create spaces for yourself. Activists are working independently, and the networking that this new technology allows is a very, very powerful tool, not only within our countries, but also internationally. I think it is important for activists in a country like Bangladesh to know that they're not alone. It is important for them to know that they have a support base which can counter certain moves that are taken, sometimes very violent moves that are taken within the country. So that sort of strength, collective strength, is important from a moral level. From a practical level, information gathering is important. But at a propaganda level, what happens is a whole lot of misinformation that comes through the net and outside of the net, through mainstream establishment thought processes, need to be deconstructed and debunked. And there is, in a country like Bangladesh, an entire coterie of experts who tell us what is right and how it should be and how our lives are to be led. And these experts form a very, very powerful group who need to be challenged. And I believe media activists can work towards debunking the expert myth. So